Welcome to the home study course entitled Balancing the Power Dynamic and Therapeutic Relationship, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. Our primary intent for this course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands nationally and in Canada as well. My name is Catherine Appleton. We appreciate the fact that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. I will be the narrator of this CD set. Let's talk about the format of this CD set. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the term therapist, if your job title is social worker, marriage and family therapist, psychologist, mental health counselor, resident director, team leader, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term for the title that is most meaningful to you. Also, for the purposes of brevity, I will use the term client. However, transpose this term to the one that is the most meaningful for those you treat, whether the term consumer, patient, resident, etc. is used. The key is not to let my use of these shorthand terms turn you off from the ideas presented by saying, this doesn't apply to me, I'm a resident assistant, or I'm a therapist, and I deal with patients, not clients. Also, regarding completion of your answer booklet, periodically questions are asked regarding the content to which you have just listened. These questions correspond with the questions in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter in the blank next to the question that applies. There is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify your playing of this CD set. Each question is included on this CD as well as on the answer book and sequentially deals with the section that just preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read a question prior to listening to that tracked on the CD. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, if you have the answer booklet handy now, it might be a good idea to read question 1 and listen for the answer in the next section of track 1. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your self-awareness regarding balancing the power dynamic with clients. You may ask yourself, how does a normal helping therapeutic relationship shift into a power imbalance that results in sexual abuse? Various factors contribute to the outcome of sexual contact. These factors can be identified in both the victim and the abusive mental health professional, as well as in the situation itself, which may facilitate the emergence of an abusive relationship. Using Mary's account and the professional literature, we will examine the following overlapping concepts. 1. Reframing the relationship. 2. Boundary violations. And 3. Pope's description of 10 common scenarios. This will be followed by a consideration of situational factors and finally of special issues for victims of childhood abuse. In the literature, like other survivors, therapy survivors like Mary frequently experienced a similar kind of manipulation for sex. The abusive professional would gradually reframe or reinterpret his client's childlike dependency on a parental figure. In the course of his reinterpretation, the parent or parental figure would become a romantic or sexual partner. In her book, Betrayal, Julie Roy describes her therapist teasing her about having a bathtub party and making frequent inquiries about her sexual fantasies about him. Later, he suggested that they have sex, claiming that this will remove her fears of men and cure her of being a lesbian. Initially, she refuses, telling her therapist, "I feel I would be destroyed. In the end, it would be bad for me." The therapist insists that she needs to love him so that she can learn to love men. Over the course of the next few months, he progresses from touching her, kissing her, and caressing her. Regarding boundary violations in the case of Mary, over the 3 years that she saw her abusive therapist, when he returned from conference trips, he would bring her coins, records, trinkets, and other gifts. The power imbalance. From the professional's perspective, Epstein and Simon developed an exploitive index for therapists. They described the following exploitive behaviors. 1. Seeking a diversion from treatment. The therapist initiates social contacts with the patient or client. 2. Erotic. The therapist relishes romantic daydreams about patients. 3. Exhibitionistic. The therapist seeks out clientele who are famous or VIPs. 4. Dependent. Talking about one's own difficulties. 5. Power seeking. Requesting personal favors from patients or clients. 6. Greedy. Accepting large gifts. Enabling. Failing to set limits because of apprehension about the patient's disappointment or anger. Question 1. What are some factors exploitive therapy relationships can contain?